Born in the 80s, they were born at a time when the very culture was shifting to accommodate them, changing tables in restrooms, baby on board signs in minivans. Yet as a group, they led lives that are more adult-free than those of previous generations.
When they are not with their friends, many live in a private, adult-free world of the web and video games. Amina McKinney, 16, hopes to work in the computer industry. She doesn't hang out, she says. I shop on the internet and am looking for a job on the internet. I do homework, research, email, and talk to my friends on the internet. She is not unusual. Data released last year found that teens spend 9% of their waking hours outside school with friends. They spend 20% of their waking hours alone. Teens are isolated to an extent that has never been possible before, says Stanford's Damon. There is an ethic among adults that says kids want to be autonomous. Don't get in their face.
Meanwhile, this generation is strongly peer-driven. This is much more a teen-playing generation, says William Strauss, co-author of the 1997 book, The Fourth Turning. Boomers may be bowling alone, but millennials are playing soccer in teams. That makes belonging so crucial that it can be a matter of life and death. In Littleton, a year ago, two teenage shooters stood apart, alienated from the jock culture that infused Columbine High School. Yet, in a landmark study of 7,000 teens, researchers found that teen social groups are as fluid and hard to pin down as a bead of mercury. Students often move from one group to another, and friendships change over a period of a few weeks or months.
As a group, the generation is also infused with an optimism not seen among kids in decades. I think a lot of adolescents now are being taught that they can make a difference, says Sophie Mazeroski, 15. Children of our generation want to. I am very optimistic.
Coming of age in a time of interracial marriages, many eschew the old notions of race. Maturing at internet speed, they are more connected than any generation. Both may bode well for tolerance.
What do they want out of life? They are found the most occupationally and educationally ambitious generation ever. Most plan to attend college, and many aspire to work as professionals. A majority identify happiness as a goal, along with love and a long and enjoyable life. But many doubt that marriage and career will deliver that, so they channel their energies more broadly. About half of teens perform community service once a month by, for instance, delivering meals to the homeless or reading to the elderly.
Some sociologists believe that each generation assumes the societal role of the generation that is dying, as if something in the zeitgeist whispers to the young what is being lost, what role they can fill. Teens today, with their tattoos and baggy shorts, could not seem more different from their grandparents. But every generation has a chance at greatness. Let this one take its shot.
Meet the most powerful economic force in the retail marketplace.
These are sort of nerdy.
The giggly girls at the sale rack.
I can't help it. I always go shopping.
Armed with debit cards and shopping bags, are keeping corporate America up all night. Why? Generation Y. Kids today from preschool to high school make up the largest generation of young people in America ever. And thanks to the internet, they're also the most informed. Today's daycare crowd is expected to far out-learn and out-earn their baby boom parents. And already, the business world is taking notice.
I think that retailers and basically everybody is finally realizing that the teenage market is a very lucrative one. In fact, this current group of teenagers coming up is going to be the largest group of teenagers we've ever had in the history of this country.
30 million teens, to be exact, out of a generation 79 million strong. But those numbers aren't the most impressive. Last year alone, those teenagers spent $153 billion on clothing, food, entertainment, and technology. That's more than the entire national budget of Australia. The younger generation also influences $250 billion worth of purchases made by their parents.
They have a lot to say in terms of what we buy. Because if they don't like it, you hear it.
And Generation Y is listening to and spending money on things we didn't have growing up. CDs, MP3 players, computers, and electronics.
We try to specialize in the latest technology piece and really focus hard on that. They usually know what it is before it comes out, and they're waiting for it. They seem to have more money to throw around than I had when I was younger.
Go to any shopping mall and you'll see the competition for teen dollars is furious. Stores using music, videos, and the latest fashion to lure in a crowd some store owners once wanted to ban. The mall rats of yesterday are today's hottest market. Retailers are aggressively targeting Generation Y's piggy banks, and they're starting early. Ford now markets cars to kids who are still in car seats. The automaker sponsoring safety ads on the website for Blue's Clues, a cartoon popular with three-year-olds.
It's a huge market which affords the opportunity for Ford to have a lifelong relationship with these buyers.
Young buyers whose spending habits show they are very concerned about how they look.
I like to spend money on clothes and shoes.
I just like wearing name brand clothes because I see a lot of other people wearing name brand clothes.
The driving force behind our business is basically the young people. They want to look stylish from age 5 now. It's really, really exciting.
To merchants, maybe, but parents worry that their children are constantly being groomed to consume.
I think it's a little overwhelming because myself as a parent, I get pressured into spending a lot more money to keep up with the fashion. As far as my child is concerned, because if she's not up with the fashions, then the kids start to tease her.
They're more sophisticated. They're more independent. They're more savvy.
In her book, market researcher Selena Goober says those traits are what make children fiercely brand loyal and retailers so interested.
I think they're beginning to realize, again, while they're young.
Do you feel like there's a lot of competition for your money?
Yeah, because there's so many stores and so many ads and there's billboards all over the place.
With that attention comes the newfound respect that only money can buy.
They pay attention to you now because they know that you have money in your pocket just like anybody else does.
New earning power and potential that retailers are hoping to latch onto